Good morning. I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Indian River County's first black sheriff's deputy, Dallas Yates, faced resentment from some whites and some blacks when he was hired in 1962. Six sisters in the Gifford community resented him mightily after he broke up their fight with a man who had been going out with one of them.
Those six sisters had got on him and had him down, beating him up. I drove up there and pulled my siren on. All of them got up off of this man but one. She was still down on him trying to cut him. And I tried to get her off of him. And when I did, that her other sisters came up there and they cut me. And then I called for help. See, you don't have six pair of handcuffs. Fast as I put one in the car, the other sister would let that one out. When backup came, by that time, it must have been 50 people there.
All mad at you?
They didn't bother me, those others. Didn't nobody bother me but the sisters. That was six of my enemies.
Did you have quite a few?
Oh, yes. I had quite a few friends. Sure did.
For example, there was a couple who fought regularly about the man's paycheck. Dallas Yates went to their home four Friday nights in a row to calm them down. He said he'd take them to jail if it happened again.
The next weekend, the dispatcher called me. He called them my babies. Your babies are crying. When are you going to put them in jail? You about done wore out all the napkins you had wiping their eyes. I said, let me go see what's going on again. I talked with her, and while she was talking, she was calling on the Lord. I carried my Bible with me. I said, do you know anything about that man you calling on? She said, yes, sir. And I said, do you go to church? She said, yes. I said, well, do you belong to the church? I'm going to join the church. I said, well, do your husband go to church? No, but he going to join too, he said. I said, well, you go back there and get him. I said, now this make the fifth time I've come for the same thing. Y'all promised me that you was not going to do this no more. He said, no, I didn't bother her. I said, I see scratches on her arm. She bothered me. She jumped on me. I said, I told you I was going to carry you to jail the next time. Both of y'all to jail. And then she went to crying. Then I thought, they don't hurt each other. It's just that he wants to come back and get the money that he had given her the first part of the night.
He ran out of money.
Yes, out there with the boys. I asked him, did he belong to the church? He said, no. I said, your wife said she was going to join. What about you? Yes, sir, I'll join the church. I said, well, you all have promised me so much. My dispatcher and the jailer, they all feel that you all are my babies, and I'm petting you all down here. I said, I'm just trying to help you. I said, now, are you willing to let's have prayer? She hollered, yes, sir. I started off with the song. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And she really prayed. And he prayed. And when he prayed, the Spirit told me that I just wasn't going to have to carry them to jail. After that, I prayed with all our hands on the Bible. When I checked in at the dispatcher, he said, where's your 1015?
Prisoners?
Yes. I said, we had prayer meeting and I left them. They laughed and they bet me that I was going to have to go back. That was on Friday night. That Sunday, they called me and told me they had joined the church. So I checked with the pastor and he said they had. I never had no more trouble with them, not any.
Dallas Yates is 89. He still lives in the home in Gifford that he built in 1961. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.